It is the battle of the big dogs when trying to decide between the Cane Corso versus the Rottweiler. These two large, working-class breeds are ancient, and both descend from the even older Mastiffs. While these two may be distant cousins, they are different dogs in physical appearance and overall temperament. And both the Corso and the Rottie have unique personalities. When deciding between the Cane Corso or the Rottweiler, it all comes down to which suits your lifestyle. Therefore, learn all about both breeds to find your new best friend. Our dogs only share a fraction of our lives, but we are with them for the entirety of theirs. So, let's make sure that we give our dogs and all our pets the absolute best life we can. Cane Corso vs. Rottweiler, physical characteristics. As we have established, the Cane Corso and the Rottweiler are large breeds. The Cane Corso almost went extinct but was brought back by resolute Italian breeders. The Rottweiler has a long and steady history and is in the top 20 most popular dog breeds. While both dogs are large, the physical similarities end there even while sharing a common ancestor. Let us get into the physical characteristics of the Cane Corso versus the Rottweiler. Cane Corsos are muscular but lean. The Cane Corso is a muscular dog that is longer than it is tall. The male Cane Corso stands between 24 to 28 inches and weighs up to 110 pounds. The female Corso stands between 23 to 27 inches and weighs up to 99 pounds. They have long legs and lean bodies. The breed has short hair not prone to shedding and four standard colors. With a large, mastiff-like head and long ears that may be traditionally docked and prominent lower jowls. Common markings may include white patches on the upper chest or lighter coloring around the muzzle. Rottweilers are strong and rock the quat, dad bod. Quat. The Rottweiler is also a large dog with muscle to spare, but they are stockier and have thick legs. Male Rottweilers are 25.8 inches high and weigh 125 pounds on average. Female Rottweilers are 23.5 inches high and weigh 96 pounds on average. The breed has a large mastiff-like head and prominent lower jowls. They have long, high-set ears that are not traditionally docked and a long tail that is docked for show. Rottweilers can have short or long coats with moderate shedding based on climate. Rottweilers are always black with breed standard tan markings. Rottweiler markings are as follows. Spots or quat, eyebrow quat, marking above each eye. Mask below the nose and over the mouth. Patch on the neck stopping at the chest. Underbelly. Leg markings of quat, socks quat. Cane Corso vs. Rottweiler, personality and temperament. Just like physical appearance, the Cane Corso and the Rottweiler have distinct personalities and temperaments. The qualities both breeds share are loyalty and protectiveness, as well as the need for steady and consistent training. However, each breed has specific needs based on its temperament. Let us get up close and personal with these unique dogs. Cane Corsos are loyal and full of confidence. The Cane Corso is confident, smart, and loyal. With experienced and steady training, the Corso can be a great family dog. This breed is active and needs regular exercise or play that is also mentally stimulating. Daily walks of 1 mile or more are recommended, as the Corso can become destructive if understimulated. Additionally, Corso's natural confidence can turn to dominate an owner they perceive as lacking leadership. This is the main reason the Corso is not considered a good breed for inexperienced owners. When professionally trained and socialized, the Cane Corso is a wonderful family dog. The Rottweiler is one of the smartest dog breeds and vocal. The Rottweiler is playful and loving. Rotties are the 8th most popular breed and one of the most intelligent and obedient breeds. In fact, they are number 5 on the top 10 world's smartest dog breeds. The Rottweiler is responsive to training and capable of learning commands after only 5 repetitions. They are active and love to play, but they also adapt to more relaxed lifestyles. However, obedience training is recommended and should begin early, as Rottweiler puppies are capable of epic levels of destruction. Every Rottweiler has a unique personality and many are known to grumble and quat, talk back quote, to its owners. While some may mistake it as aggression, it's their way of communicating. The grumbles are fine if they obey commands. Rottweilers are excellent with children and other pets, and they become attached to their families. When trained and socialized properly, Rottweilers are gentle giants but get wary and protective around strangers. However, they are adaptive to people, obedient, and tend to adjust to new friends. About owning big dogs. The Cane Corso and the Rottweiler are ancient breeds that have stood the test of time. Both members of the working class, these large dogs were bred to guard and protect. As such, they require proper training and steady owners to bring out the best in them. Experts in both the Cane Corso and the Rottweiler recommend obedience training specific to their breed for an inexperienced owner. While both the Cane Corso and the Rottweiler can be excellent family dogs, they are large animals. Therefore, interactions with children should be monitored to avoid accidental injury, both to the child and your pet. However, the Rottweiler is believed to be more kid-friendly and more likely to accept other pets. When well-trained and handled gently, the Cane Corso and the Rottweiler will become the most loyal of family members.